This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Even the day after Earth Day, sustainability is still in the air. Businesses and schools around the country are carving away at energy consumption and looking at ways to reduce waste. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is one such place. Its Office of Sustainability came to life in 2008, and more recently, the school earned a silver rating in a nationwide sustainability tracking, assessment, and rating system. This week, UWM is holding a symposium to build on its momentum. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bent stopped by the office of Chief Sustainability Officer Kate Nelson. Nelson says the event has a serious thrust, but it also has its fun side in an effort to engage students. Parts of the week range from workshops covering climate change and public health to a concert and recycled fashion show.
The Recycled Fashion Show was it's been a feature for years in our Earth Week events, really just a way to engage the students with something fun, happening on the main campus in the center of everything. And there's a lot of fun events for the students besides the more intense planning efforts that we're doing with the symposium. And things do conclude for the students with a bike-powered concert on Thursday night, which is really, really fun. And I can say those concerts are 100% powered by those bikes. And if you pedal, you'll know why.
So now the symposium is a brand new effort. How long have you been at it to pull these pieces together?
We have been at it about 2 years.
To put this together?
Yes, because it really originated from the sustainability report that we did based on STARS, Sustainability Tracking, Assessment, and Rating System. And the whole time we were putting that report together, we just kept saying, this is the way we build the next step. This is the way we build the campus engagement. And we knew that we had to put together a good program to bring everyone to the table around it.
So describe some of the process that it took. That's okay, they're actually cleaning here, so we don't want to stop that. Talk about the players in this, Kate, and how did you weave it all together?
Well, we based the symposium around the main components of the report. So anyone who has been involved with our energy projects, our food and gardening projects, the recycling and the waste, we're launching a new green cleaning program. But also it really spoke to where the program had to go. And it helped really push us outside our comfort zone and to bring diversity and inclusion into the sustainability discussion and to really try to navigate the waters of what we teach and research here and how all those components are also about sustainability and then interweaving them with student life and the operations of the campus. So living laboratories really being the crux of how we bring together not only the environment, economics, and the social aspects of sustainability, but then all these other components on campus. So I remember when we sent the report out in August, it went out to 75 people who helped. So now this is really our gift, I think, in a way to the campus to say, here's some local food and local drink. Come be a part of the planning because we've, as much as we've done, I think there's so many places to go. And I want to hear from the campus about what those priorities should be.
By the time listeners hear this, you'll be midway. On Earth Day itself, you have a keynote speaker. You have a state of, you're it.
I'm it.
Have you prepared?
I've been preparing and preparing. I really give a lot of credit to the folks who work in my office to help me prepare for it. I'm giving a State of Sustainability address. It's just back to why let a report sit on a shelf.
So you give your talk, you talk about where we are, and let's not let this report sit on the shelf. What can we do together? And so by Wednesday, now when people hear this, you've got 2 full days of workshops.
Yeah, we've got 9 workshops throughout Wednesday and Thursday. And then we conclude in the evening on Thursday with more cherry pie, with local mustard. There's actually going to be a Ray Horse local drink featured. It's a moment to reflect on where we are at with our faculty development and research in sustainability, specifically around the themes that have been brought out in our strategic planning process, which are climate change, water, food, and health. And then even exploring where sustainability is at in the arts. There's a really amazing graphic design course that teaches design through ecology and business practices. And then the real conclusion is Friday. I'm kind of calling it a student advising / therapy session, which I know sounds a little bit strange, but it's a moment to bring students together in a more relaxed setting to sit around and really go over the courses that are taught here in all the schools and colleges have something to do with sustainability. And that's what we discovered in the report. To share that information, to broaden a student's opportunities on campus, and then we're also working with the Career Development Center to say, well, what do you want to be? What is a green job to you? And so let's start having this discussion about where UWM can take you.
So do you have a sense already who's going to be with you for the duration, or how does this happen? People come and go, or they register, or?
Yeah, people come and go. They can come to any session that they want to. Registration was online. We were trying to at least get an idea of who was coming. And really, we just keep encouraging students to come by. If they haven't registered, or if anyone on campus hasn't registered, they can come in. We need all voices at the table. Not just the ones who have been a part of this for a long time, but we need new voices at the table.
So what is your sense of those new voices? Do you feel like they're coming in?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're hearing a lot more from health and sciences. We're hearing a lot more from public health. The students come from anywhere. I talk to students in journalism and psychology and the arts and English and philosophy. I want those voices at the table to be talking about what our buildings should look like and how they should be built. I want art students talking to me about how to design new bike racks. I want to be there as this infusion of the folks who run the residence halls with the students who come and live in those spaces. I want to hear a dialogue across the campus happening around sustainability.
The student body is cyclical. I mean, students come and then eventually they go and a new group comes. Does that make it more alive because really every year there's some kind of shift and change?
It's challenging. I think I've put a lot of time and effort into our staff on campus and building their resources up for sustainability, kind of as an extension of our office, because they are here through and through, and that is really important to keep building a program. What's great about that is that the students come in every year and infuse it with new energy and ideas. So the two together are a really great match. And then you add on the elements of research and education to strengthen both of those, you really have something. So you've got to work on the front of the folks who are here through and through, and then utilize that extra energy that comes in, the new ideas, and to give them a place to get an idea started. And then allow the rest of campus who maintains the campus or is building the campus, planning the campus, to really be able to take those ideas and move them forward over the years.
So what comes of all of this discussion and the ideas and all of this that you'll be hearing and being a part of this week?
I think the number one point is that sustainability is not just about zero waste, zero discharge, zero emissions. What I want to see happening more is where campus stands and develops the growth of campus built around sustainability. The sustainability is a part of the retention of our students, and it offers new opportunities to attract students and to see the growth of campus built around sustainability. The other thing, we're going to start the STARS report all over again in a new version. And so we have new ideas to move that forward. And ultimately, we'll be examining how do we reprioritize based around what the campus wants and how do we use their efforts to keep moving things forward. So infusing the energy to act, engage, inspire, and act is the motto of our symposium. And the big thing we'd ultimately like to see is perhaps campus engaging in a climate action plan to really keep intentionalizing how we're going to reduce our emissions on campus.
Kate Nelson is Chief Sustainability Officer at UW-Milwaukee. The school's inaugural Sustainability Symposium is underway on campus this week. We are also talking about sustainability at Milwaukee Public Radio throughout the week. It is our spring membership drive, the Spring Into Action Drive. We have a goal of $130,000 to help sustain this show and this station on into the future. Lake Effect Bonnie North joins us now. And sustainability is really a key part of the equation.
It certainly is, Mitch, because one of the ways you can help make sure that Milwaukee Public Radio is sustained is by becoming a sustaining member. And you can do that for as little as $5 a month. You could do it for as much as you wanted per month. The important thing is that you call 414-227-3210 or you go to wuwm.com/give and become a member. Or perhaps you're already a member, but you haven't renewed yet. This is a perfect time to do that. And when you do become a sustaining member at that $5 a month or more level, we will send you this wonderful steel travel mug. It's a stainless steel tumbler with a push-on lid, plastic liner, foam insulation, and the all-important WUWM logo on there so that you can proudly show that you are a sustaining member.
Well, and just as importantly, during this Earth Week, it is an environmentally friendly way to have your beverage of choice every morning. So you're not going through the drive-through and getting a new paper cup or a plastic cup every day. You can fill this up at home, bring it to the restaurant of your choice, and show off your support for WUWM. Become a sustaining member. Help us rely on your support throughout the course of the year. Become a sustaining member at the $60 or $5 a month level and take advantage of that travel mug.
We also want to make sure that you understand that you are included in a drawing when you call 414-227-3210 or you click on wuwm.com/give, and that includes a dinner for two in Chicago at the Michelin-starred Moto Restaurant. It includes an indoor farm tour and a lab cooking class. So that'll be fun. Somebody will win that, but you've got to call and be in it to win it, as they say. 414-227-3210, wuwm.com/give. Be that sustaining member today.
We'll take a break now, and in just a moment, where Germany falls in the future direction of our relations with Russia. And a storytelling event planned for Sunday focuses on the experience of motherhood. This is Lake Effect from listener-supported WUWM.